Today will be the first day in more than a year that Haena and Wainiha residents can drive freely along Kuhio Highway. While the road is open to tourists and outside residents, Mayor Derek Kawakami says communities along that coast are still recovering.
Of course, the lingering concern is people just being respectful of what we just went through. You know, it's one of the more heavily visited visitor destinations in the whole state. And if you ever go down there and see the beauty, you'll be able to understand why. But it's still a fragile community.
Prior to the flood, the Haena coast saw as many as 3,000 people a day. Now the area is subject to daily visitor limits and will require advance reservations for tourists visiting the Haena State Park. Sue Konoho, head of the Kauai Island Visitors Bureau, is confident tourists will adapt.
I think those that respect the area and understand what we're trying to do, which is to preserve the area for the future, will abide by the rules and say, hey, I've just got to plan a little bit extra.
Hanalei resident Maka'ala Ka'aumoana doesn't think everyone will follow the rules.
So the picture that I think I'm getting of this reopening is a big rush of cars, both visitors and locals, who haven't been out there and just want to see the road.
Parking is prohibited along the last 2 miles of Kuhio Highway, with fines for violations as high as $400. Shuttle services to Haena State Park are available, one for residents and another for residents and tourists. Mayor Kawakami says enforcement of the restrictions will be a challenge.
We always hope that most people are law-abiding citizens that will respect the law of the land and the rules that we set in place.
For visitors to popular Haena landmarks like Ke'e Beach or Hanakapi'ai Falls, parking is limited at Haena State Park to 100 cars. 30 of those stalls are reserved for residents on a first-come, first-served basis with no reservations required. Visitors will need to reserve the rest of the parking stalls online. Ka'aumoana of Hanalei thinks it will take time for people to adjust to the changes.
It's impossible to predict, right? It's the potential for good or for bad or both there, and we're hoping that respect will rule the day.
Ka'aumoana adds, just because the highway is open, it shouldn't be a free-for-all. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.